Children's Advocacy Center of Benton County will host the 5th annual Skydive for Kids fundraiser at the Skydive Sky Ranch in Siloam Springs, August 9th and 10th. Participants must be 18 years old and commit to raising donations to empower victims of child abuse seen at the center, with their efforts culminating in a skydive. CACBentonCO.com or 621-0385 for registration and more information. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Christina Karnatz.
A new month means new visual art exhibits being installed throughout the listening area. From 5 to 9 Thursday, the Fayetteville Underground will feature Hannah Chalew, Nature of the City. For this exhibition, the Fayetteville Underground is working with the Jonathan Ferrara Gallery in New Orleans to present the work of this New Orleans native. According to a news release, the artist works with direct observation to bring the experience of place to the viewer, examining the tension between nature and culture in the built environment. The gallery will also feature Allie Wood's Frederick Transmutations and work by Eli John Mathis. Musician Adam Cox will perform and drinks and snacks will be provided. For more information, visit FayettevilleUnderground.com.
Five artists from the Fayetteville Underground are showcasing their work at the Center for Art and Education in Van Buren through June 27th. The works of Ralph Wallace Ingram will also be in the studio gallery, and enrollment is open for summer art camps. More details at art-ed.org.
The Community Creative Center is offering a number of art camps this summer as well. Camps are for kids ages 6 and older, and prices vary depending on the camp. Visit communitycreativecenter.org/camps for more.
As part of the Artisphere Festival, Enviro Fountain will continue to be on display through June 7th throughout Northwest Arkansas. This exhibition reinterprets societal relationships with nature and technology through a series of 9 ecological sculptures by local artists Ben Flower, Luke Knox, and Harry Scott. According to the festival's website, the fountains are terrariums that recreate natural growth through the digital interpretation of human interactions, such as sound and movement. The sculptures are located in several places, including near the pool entrance at the Jones Center, the main entrance near Fish City Grill at Pinnacle Hills Promenade, and our Sega's at the Depot in Fayetteville.
Translating Earth, Transforming Sea is still on display through June 21st at the Joy Pratt Markham Gallery at the Walton Art Center. This exhibition features works by nationally known artists Sean Bitters, Joan Hall, and Laura Moriarty, whose sculptural transformations take inspiration from geologic or oceanic change. Additional information about this exhibit, as well as EnviroFountain, can be found at waltonartcenter.org/artisphere.
Saturday, June 21st, John Rankin will be the featured artist at the Norberta Fulbrook Gallery in Bentonville. An artist reception is scheduled for 6 to 9 p.m. John Rankin will debut a new photographic series called Posey, which will be a permanent installation for the gallery. Details at facebook.com/Norberta Fulbrook Gallery.
The 66th annual River Valley Invitational is scheduled for June 6th through September 14th at the Fort Smith Regional Art Museum. An opening reception will take place from 5 to 7 p.m. this Thursday. According to the museum's website, the purpose of the exhibition is to encourage and recognize professional artists. All works will be for sale and proceeds will benefit RAM's educational programs and the participating artists. Carol Dickey, an artist's journey, is also still on display at the museum. FSRAM.org for more.
The Fine Arts Gallery at the University of Arkansas in Fayetteville is representing a group exhibition of current MFA students. The exhibition, which presents work in a wide range of media, including painting, drawing, printmaking, ceramics, sculpture, and video, is on display through August. For more, art.uark.edu.
The William S. Paley Collection, A Taste for Modernism, will end its run at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art July 7th. The museum is also hosting summer camps for kids this summer, and you can find out more at crystalbridges.org.
Lori Links and Garrett Hunt will have their work showcased at the Art Center of the Ozarks in Springdale beginning tomorrow and running through July 3rd. An artist reception is slated for 6 to 8 p.m. June 12th. For more information on these exhibitions or any of the center's art classes, log on to acozarks.org.
The Art in the Park series is continuing at the Springdale Public Library this month. The featured artist in June is Katrina Wade. The 26-year-old uses a handful of computer programs to create fractal art. According to the Fractal Foundation, a fractal is a never-ending pattern. They are infinitely complex patterns that are self-similar across different scales. They are created by repeating a simple process over and over in an ongoing feedback loop. An example of a naturally occurring fractal is a spiraling seashell. Katrina explains using different mathematical equations will result in different fractals, so different shapes. The Springdale resident says art has been a lifelong passion, but it's something that she's struggled with.
As a kid, it would be more accurate to say that I wanted to doodle, but I was too scared to. Like, I was one of those kids with, like, who was like, well, if I try art, I'll never be good at it. And whenever I would try it, I'd be like, this sucks. It's terrible. Throw it away. I hate my art, and I'll just never be a good artist.
That changed while she was attending the Arkansas School for Mathematics, Sciences, and the Arts in Hot Springs. During this time, she became interested in the mathematically based art form of fractal art, which she discovered on DeviantArt.com. According to the website, DeviantArt was founded in August of 2000, and it's the largest online social network for artists and art enthusiasts, with more than 31 million registered members. In addition to being attracted to the way this type of art looked, Katrina was inspired to try it herself because the program she wanted to use to calculate the mathematical equation was free.
So I was like, you know, I have a computer. I can try this. And I tried it, and what I had didn't look terrible. And that's one of the reasons why fractal art is so accessible, is because you can start, like, it's easy to use but difficult to master. But you start, and it's very encouraging because you like what you're looking at. It's not like with drawing where you can just tell it's terrible. You know, if you've ever tried to draw and been bad at it, everybody knows that feeling, and it makes you want to just, like, throw everything away. Fractal art to some extent still has that, but you still like what you're looking at and you can feel proud of what you're doing and show it to people and they'll be like, ooh, that's kind of nice, you know?
This helped her get past the idea that she couldn't create art, and she began to enjoy expressing herself artistically. Katrina received help from other artists online and kept practicing until she eventually created pieces she wanted to share with others. Katrina says another positive aspect of fractal art is it can be inexpensive. If you have access to a computer, the Springdale-based artist says you can download programs like Apophysis for free to create your art. There's obviously a price should artists choose to print their work, but that cost is completely up to them. Katrina also enjoys the art form because the experience is different for her each time she creates a piece.
And so every time that I create a fractal art piece, it's like I'm discovering the medium anew. It's not like, you know, it gets old ever. Not that different types of arts get old, but it's very exciting intellectually because I'm finding out all these new things and it satisfies my curiosity.
Katrina's emotions inspire her work, which she sees as a form of keeping a journal. When she returns to an old piece, Katrina can go back to that moment in time and feel what she was feeling then, but appreciate how far she has come. With more experience, Katrina has gained better control over the mathematics and can approach her art having a specific shape in mind. An example can be seen in a piece Katrina created for Valentine's Day called Phoenix Heart. The focal point of this artwork is a large heart shape that looks like it's on fire. The repetition of a U-shaped golden flame has been used to create the heart shape, which looks like it's glowing amidst a dark background.
It's kind of an organic process of, can I do this? Maybe. No, I can't. Or yes, I can, but it looks kind of strange, so I have to kind of work on it. And so as you get more experience and learn what the different types of math look like on the screen, you can create more of what you want, whereas like whenever you're just first learning, it's all very random. That's part of why I say that it's really easy to pick up but difficult to master, is like it's extraordinarily difficult to like have a vision in your head and translate that vision onto the screen or onto the paper, basically.
Phoenix Heart is one of four pieces Katrina has printed on canvas for her show at the Springdale Public Library. Another piece that will be in the exhibition is titled Feathers. In this piece, a spiral of feathers with golden and purple hues spreads out across the entire canvas. An artist's reception that is open to the public is scheduled for 5 o'clock Monday evening. Katrina says she's looking forward to having the opportunity to talk to others about her art. Katrina enjoys meeting people who want to learn about different types of art. And because she had so much help learning about her medium, she likes to pay it forward by offering assistance to aspiring artists. Katrina hopes to create inspiration in those who view her art.
I want them to have a really, really good experience, and I want them to feel inspired to be creative themselves. I think the best thing that can happen to somebody while they're viewing art is to feel inspired and feel confident to create their own pieces and to make their own experiences that they can share with other people.
Katrina Wade's work is on display at the Springdale Public Library through June 30th. To view more of her art, visit fanficbug.deviantart.com. For more on the Art in the Park program, visit springdalelibrary.org.